Good evening. The show begins tonight with questions about foreign policy for the second term of either presidential candidate. It will be the second term. Both will be lame duck, no matter who wins. What do you do, continuing your policies from the first term? I spoke with Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. We talked on Afghanistan. We looked at Ukraine and the Middle East. Certainly the confrontation with Moscow and Beijing. There are troubles in both administrations, and we just reviewed. No choice. And then I moved on to talking about the word dumping. The commercial real estate market, the headline in the New York Times was banks are dumping commercial real estate quietly, selling them at a deep discount because offices are no longer filled, buildings are no longer filled in our major cities. Moving on to Gaza, I spoke with Nitzan Nouryal, a brigadier general in the retired of the deputy commander of the Israeli Staff Command. We talked about the winding down of operations in Gaza and the revving up of operations in the north, War of the North, Hezbollah, and what is to be done. Also spoke to Gabriel Norana, who was in the State Department for Secretary Pompeo specializing in Iran. We talked about the election. So we went to Tehran, the six choices, all hardliners, one reformer. The choice will be up to the Supreme Leader. I've been told again and again this is not an election, this is a selection. Brenda Schaefer arrived to talk about Central Asia, squeezed between China and Moscow, and what is to be done for the countries that want to reach outside. Jonathan Conricus, senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, expressed a good thought. Let us work so that the Hezbollah war doesn't start, because that is much more violent than anything we prepared for. As Jonathan Schanzer told me some time ago, buildings will fall. Tall buildings will fall. On to Canada. Comrade Black joins. Again, the story of the allegation, the unproven allegation that the Canadian government vouchsafed genocide of Indigenous people's children. There is no evidence for it. There's just a story. And we're waiting for evidence. The leader of the opposition in Parliament has asked the Prime Minister for evidence. They have money appropriated to do the investigation. Are they graves that you found? What's in the graves? Who is in the graves? Hotel Mars. The fifth SpaceX test is pending. They will use the chopsticks. It will be spectacular. Also, still no return date for Starliner, anchored at ISS. And then I spoke with Paris, Anatole Levin, on a journal trip looking for stories about the French election. Right now, the understanding is that Le Pen will win and Macron will be compromised, but there is the possibility that Macron can work with the left groups under Hollande and achieve a majority in the assembly. We also spoke of Nigel Farage doing very well in the English lecture, in the English votes, the British votes, for 18 seats, but a lot of influence. That is July 4th. We have the French election, the British election, and then the French second round. Finally, the question of sanctions to be enforced. I speak to Max Meislisch about that. We had a good conversation about how to do it. And they actually carry a badge as they pursue the sanctions evaders. Finally, Gazprom. Will China save Gazprom? They want Siberian Power 2 built, and they want the Chinese to pay for it from the north of Siberia where the gas comes from. China so far doesn't want to pay for it because it wants a better price on natural gas. The negotiations continue. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.